This is more for like a student aspect. Do you support the legislature's bill on in-state tuition?
No. I don't think that the state of Tennessee should be supplying or paying in-state benefits to people that are not from in-state. Having said that, though, I think this is kind of nuanced, but I want to bring more people from all over the country and all over the world to the state of Tennessee, and our out-of-state tuition is really out of line. Our out-of-state tuition is 300% the cost of in-state tuition, and in-state tuition is profitable. So it's basically if you were a hotel room and you charge $100 for the room, and you're down to your last 20% of your rooms, and they were empty, if you're a hotel, what do? You usually discount them to fill them because your variable cost is fairly small. We're kind of that way with our universities and with the exception of one or two, like Vanderbilt, because that's private, University of Tennessee, which is overprescribed, but most others, we have a capacity issue. We have lots of extra room. If we charge them the full price, $100, we make money, so it's profitable. I don't know that we have to provide subsidized benefits, but if we just charge them the full price, it's still less than what they have to pay now, and the state of Tennessee makes money. Beyond that, on the bigger picture, the state of Tennessee needs more talent. We need to bring more people into the state of Tennessee, and I want to bring people from Kentucky and from Mississippi and from wherever in the world that they want to come to or from the state of Tennessee. We make money when they come. They're a full-time tourist. I had somebody do an economic impact study that shows a full-time student in the state of Tennessee coming to one of our colleges, it's a $70,000 a year positive impact. It's kind of like having a full-time tourist come. So the state makes money, the school makes money because they're selling the tuition and fees at a profit, so they're making money, and if we're lucky, 60% of the students will actually stay. And the most profitable citizen is a 24-year-old college-educated student without children. They make money, pay taxes. We're not sending their kids to school. We're not paying for much health insurance or health care. We're not paying for. So we want as many 20-somethings with college education as possible. And if they're willing to come here and pay us to do it and make money at it, it's a win-win. So what I'm saying, I think you kind of get the same thing. If you just have 100% tuition, the taxpayer's not giving anything. They're actually gaining. Yes, sir.
I know, kind of what you just mentioned.